Blog Talk Radio.
Captain by Hillsong United.
okay, what's going on here? Is not wanting to play. I don't know what's going on. Oh.
Bye.
And now and forever by one Sonic Society. I'm going to play This I Believe by Four All Seasons.
Thank you.
that was some great music there. Yes, it was very got us in the mood there. Amen. Woo! I'm on fire now. Let's get into the message here. Okay, it's titled "A Lifestyle of Continual Forgiveness." You see, offering forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult and important aspects of the Christian life. The Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. God longs to fashion us into the likeness that we might model the love we've been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs to us for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving, as we've been offered grace and forgiveness when we were undeserving. So may you be filled with the courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace. And may God's love shine through as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27 offers a revelation on an important and often unknown spiritual principle. Scripture says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil." So when we allow anger to fester within us for days, weeks, months, or sometimes years, we allow the enemy to gain a foothold in our lives that robs us of the abundant life provided in Christ. Ephesians, Paul is clear that the anger is not a sin. It's when we allow anger to remain instead of choosing grace and forgiveness that we break God's command. When people wrong us, the natural response is to be angry, and that is all right. Jesus himself was often angry. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 12 tells us that Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. Jesus was consistently angry with those who claimed to know God and took advantage of others. Nothing made him more angry than pharisaical people. But Jesus also modeled forgiveness of the highest form. Rather than being filled with anger and allowing it to fester inside of him, he offered his life out of his love for the very people who shouted, "Crucify him," and "Free Barabbas." The truth is that our anger is often a symptom of our brokenness, rather than the result of the wrongs of others. Often anger is rooted in our insecurities and pride rather than a righteous anger for justice. It is this reason the Bible tells us repeatedly to be slow to anger. In James chapter 1, verse 19-20 says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11 says, "Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it's a glory to overlook an offense." And in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11 says, "A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quickly holds it back." So the Lord desires to make his people filled with his grace and compassion over our own anger and prideful sense of justice. So God was deserving of everything, gave it all up to show us grace. Jesus is the rightful King of Kings, Lord of Lords. But rather than claiming what was rightfully his own, he humbled himself before a Roman prefect, okay, and rebelled his people and gave up his own life. And now he asks you to do the same. Jesus is asking you to lay down your rights and pride to pursue a higher calling of unconditional love. He's asking you to show grace where none is deserved. He's asking you to offer mercy where there should be rightfully be none. And he's asking you to forgive others so that the heaven might come to earth through your actions. So commit to living a lifestyle of continual forgiveness today and allow God to work through you to bring salvation and a restored relationship to a world in desperate need of a Savior. So meditate on God's command to live a lifestyle of continual forgiveness. Allow his word to fill you with a desire to be slow to anger, okay, and quick to forgive and offer grace. Who do you need to offer forgiveness today? What anger have you allowed to fester in your heart? Forgive that person who or those people in your heart right now. Offer grace to them in your heart that you might receive healing in the place of bitterness. in Mark chapter 11, verse 25, and whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you for your trespasses. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23 says, when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. So may we become like Jesus and offer grace and forgiveness to others who are undeserving. May we be reflections of his love by being slow to anger and quick to offer mercy. May his light shine through us today in a world of rot and darkness and pain. Now, how do I suggest that you start reading Ephesians chapter 4? It'll bring this devotional more to light. Amen. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, you have a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is say this simple little prayer after me. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and there's nothing that I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sins when he died on the cross. I believe that he did all that will ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust unto him. I am grateful that he had promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. So, Father, I take you at your word. I also thank you that I can face death now as you are my Savior. So, once again, thank you for the assurance that you will walk me through the deepest valley. And also thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. And we'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. So, anyway, we have some callers, but they have not pressed the one key, so... Okay, so until then,
goodbye.
All righty, well, we got some callers. Let me take some callers. 111. You're on the air.
Okay.
Goodbye. 111, you're on the air. Goodbye. All righty. Well, I can see we've got a lot of serious callers here. All righty. Okay. Well, anyway, let's get into some more music here. Oh, wait a minute. We got another caller. Okay, enough of that crap. Okay. All right, let's get into some music. As soon as we're going to have nothing but crappy calls.
I saw the desert winds here cry.
Okay, well, since I've got no callers and everything else like that, I'm not going to keep playing music, okay? I'm going to say goodnight for tonight. The message has been given, okay? And yes, it was, okay, part of First 15, and I hope you enjoyed it. So God bless you. Have a wonderful night. See you tomorrow, maybe. Who knows?